Arizona's original economy was based on five C's: copper, cattle, cotton, climate, and citrus. But today, the citrus industry is stuck, the lemon market no longer growing thanks to drought and urbanization. Heather Van Blockland of KJZZ in Phoenix reports.
Harold Payne is manager of the 2,000-acre Fort McDowell Tribal Farm, about 30 miles northeast of Phoenix. He grows lemon trees here on just one-tenth of that land, even though prices for the fruit have been steadily rising.
So lemons are actually the most profitable, because a lemon tree will produce three times as much fruit as a navel tree, and the prices are higher. So it doesn't take a lot of math to figure out. If you have a choice, you'd be growing lemons.
Worldwide demand for lemons is at an all-time high, as global cooking trends include more Asian and Mediterranean flavors, which include lots of lemon. California and Arizona grow pretty much all the lemon crop for the U.S., but drought and urbanization have limited production.
The problem is there is no more water. All of the water is allocated that is in the rivers in Arizona. It's actually over-allocated.
California's crop has been plagued with wildfire and excessive heat. In Arizona, water is severely limited. Cities and tribes have the highest priority for water rights. Farmers are last in line. And that means a smaller U.S. lemon crop and rising prices. Harold Edwards is CEO of Limonera, one of the oldest and largest citrus growers in the U.S.
And so that's really why you saw the price of lemons rise to very, very high prices towards the end of the summer was because of the early season and the early harvest of lemon combined with the extreme heat in the latter part of the summer, there just wasn't enough supply to meet the demand.
In early June, the average price of a lemon box was $36. By July, it had jumped to $55. By mid-September, $70.
They tend to be somewhat inelastic from the standpoint of if you go to the grocery store and a lemon costs 30 cents or you go to that same grocery store and it costs 90 cents, consumers typically buy lemons and don't necessarily let that price differential influence their decision.
That may be in part because there's no real alternative flavor for lemons. As the global population grows, demand's expected to continue to increase. Pamela Hamilton is publisher and editor of Edible Phoenix magazine.
Actually, some people who go and will see a tree that isn't being used and will knock on a door and ask if it can be foraged by just seeing things that are going unused and asking permission, which I will stress, ask permission of, as someone whose lemon tree was stripped of lemons while she was on vacation last year.
Urban encroachment is also at fault for the decline in Arizona citrus, according to Glenn Wright, a University of Arizona Extension horticulturalist.
Because of urbanization, primarily in the Phoenix area, and a number of years of poor returns, the industry has shrunk to about 12,000 acres.
Arizona lemons now grow on only 15% of the acreage they covered in the 1970s. Arizona's lemon harvest for 2018 is expected to be its lowest in almost a decade, with production declining to less than half of what it was in 2011. For Here and Now, I'm Heather Van Blockland in Phoenix.
I wonder how, I wonder why. Yesterday you told me about the blue, blue sky, and all that I can see is just a yellow.